You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, pregame at 2 tomorrow. The game at 4, I guess it's 4:25. I don't guess. I mean, it's not 4:05. It's the later game. But there's still 3 hours difference. I'm going to put in my request to not change the clocks ever. Just leave it standard all the time. But going to Arizona, we don't change the clocks until the end of October. They usually now wait till after Halloween for little kiddies, although there's no sunlight out there anyway at that time. But so Arizona's 3 hours different. I'll be on the air at 7 o'clock in the morning, Arizona time, for the pregame show I do for Fox 29, which is 10 o'clock here. So it's going to be another early morning for me tomorrow. That's all right. Hey, listen, it's the job. That's the job. Let's go to Rick. Rick, you're on WIP.
Howard, before I go, Phillies and the greatest game I think there was out there, I couldn't agree with you more. It's pretty incredible if you think about it. You had a show a couple weeks ago, which was excellent, on streaks, if you remember.
Mm-hmm.
And Lou Gehrig and Jimmy Fox both had 13 straight years of 100-plus RBIs. And Gehrig had 106 to 170 RBIs, had 170 RBIs twice. And Fox actually had 170 RBIs. Those were incredible streaks, if you can think about it.
Well, here's the other thing. Albert Pujols is still playing. This is last year. His first 10 years in the big leagues had 30 home runs or more. I don't think anybody's ever done that. In 22 years of baseball, and I think this is his 22nd year, he has never struck out 100 times in a season.
Yeah, it's
never.
Incredible.
Never. And these guys strike out 100 times halfway through the season. Yeah,
I think it was 53 was his most he ever had.
He might have had in the 60s, but he doesn't strike out. He does not strike out.
Totally agree. My biggest concern still is the offense, even though that was resilient in the ninth inning, and I'm sure you know it was the biggest comeback in playoff history. They had two dribblers, kind of, four walks and one hit batsman. And Hoskins was retired twice in that inning. He's got to really help us today. That offense has to find themselves, or I agree with what you were saying about the Phillies moving forward in the playoffs.
Well, you know, Hoskins made two outs, but they were both strikeouts.
Right.
To start the inning and to end the inning, which is amazing. But the strikeouts don't make it. That's not a problem. Don't worry about strikeouts.
No, I totally agree. A strikeout is not the same as making it out and putting the ball in play. Not even close.
Yep.
So let me give you my best playoff game ever. I'm sure you remember it. I know you have a lot of callers. In 1982, the San Diego Chargers played the Miami Dolphins in the second round of the playoffs.
It was three overtimes, right?
Yes. The Chargers won 41-38. Air Coryell versus Shula, which is really cool because it's two Hall of Fame-type coaches. Faust was 33 for 53 for 433. And Kellen Winslow, they had to carry off the field, if you remember.
Kellen Winslow
had 13 catches for 166 yards. That was one heck of a playoff game.
Yeah, it was. You know, unfortunately, and I remember it, but I don't know how many – that's 40 years ago, so I don't know how many people remember. But I'll put you in the mix, Rick. You're in
there. All right, I appreciate it. Have a great rest of the day, my friend.
All right, and have a great weekend. Take care. All right, let's go to Greg, where is it? Greg, you're on WIP. Oh, I just hung
good
up
morning,
on Chris.
Good morning, Howard. Always a pleasure to listen to you. You're my Saturday pre-gym routine.
Thank you. What part of South Florida are you calling from?
I'm in Aventura. I called you back in July. I call you every once in a while.
Okay.
You know, you said you were distracted earlier. I wanted to ask you, were you distracted by the crimpets or the candy cakes?
I don't even know how to answer that. I will just say it was probably as delicious as both.
There you go.
All right.
I called you back in July, and I said I thought the Eagles could go 13-4, but was funny. I had the Eagles losing and stumbling out of the gate the first two games before getting themselves kind of right and beating Washington and then, you know, beating this fraud team, the Cardinals, who I think, you know, are a joke. And then coming home, losing to the Cowboys, and then winning, you know, going on the break and then coming back and winning against...
They're not going to lose to the Cowboys next week.
That was back in July.
Yeah, but here's why they really have to win that game. Because the next time they play the Cowboys is Christmas Eve.
Which you're going to lose.
Because one of the reasons is it's in Dallas, obviously.
Right, exactly.
And it's the third straight road game. That is brutal for a football team. It should never happen, and the NFL still has it happen. Everybody has their own stadium. Why do you have to have three straight road games? So that's what makes that game real. So they have to win this game next Sunday, because if they lose two to the Cowboys, that could be a tiebreaker. Could be, and that's not – you don't want that. You don't want that.
Exactly. I agree with you 100% on baseball, with putting the ball in play. You know,
just put the ball in play. You know, Kyle Schwarber had a really, really good year. But when you look at his numbers, okay, what do you have? 46 home runs. He didn't even drive in 100 runs with those 46 home runs. How does that happen? You have 46 home runs and you don't drive in 100 runs because he's hitting leadoff because he wants to hit leadoff. You know, that's nonsense. He shouldn't be hitting leadoff. It's nonsense. And he struck out 200 times, and he hit like 217 or 218, but he walks. I'm just so tired of hearing about
that. I know. Can I just say something, though?
Sure.
I agree with you on old-style baseball. I mean, I grew up watching the Reds, watching the Phillies. You know, I was a big Pete Rose fan. I enjoyed going to watch my nephew's high school games when he was playing and junior college because that's the way they played. Today, it's funny, I went to one game this year on my mother's 80th birthday in San Diego in May. I didn't even stay till the end. Yesterday was the first game all season I watched from beginning to end. And no way I thought they were going to win that game. But you know what? That's why they get 27 outs, and that's why you play to the end. And you know what? I'm not going to take anything away from that win except how great it was. And hopefully they can win tonight.
Well, it was great in terms of the excitement.
Exactly.
It wasn't.
We needed excitement.
You know, you
excitement.
Can't. You know, Rob Thompson, you know, we didn't. I forget the way exactly said it. We didn't score, you know, early. Well, they didn't score until the last inning. So you got to be able to. You got to generate
some runs.
They had
two other innings. They could have blown that game open, and they didn't. And I, you know, I'm like, oh, this is going to kill. Can I give you one more fraud?
Go
Russell
ahead.
Wilson. How great is that? All those people calling, oh, we got to get Russell Wilson. We got to get Russell Wilson.
Such a phony, a fraud, I call him a goody two shoes. Perception is not reality with him. He is a stone cold fraud. He has his own office at the facility in Denver, which is a joke for a player.
Listen,
he has multiple rooms on a floor because for his posse.
He's a fraud.
He held up the plane in Philadelphia the last time they played here because he didn't like the food on the plane, so he held it up for the whole team. This guy is, and the NFL Network, Kyle Brandt just buried him. He came into the NFL honors with sunglasses, and you know, like, who are
that
you?
That franchise is going to be set back 10 years from that trade.
They have the worst future of any franchise in the NFL.
Yeah, bad ownership.
All right, what's your game? Best playoff game?
Would I'm a Temple grad, and I hate Villanova, but would the first time they won count?
First time they won what?
The championship with Rolly, because
Villanova. Oh, yeah.
Villanova.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? That was a championship.
Okay.
I was there. I was there.
I was in a car with a girl in the parking lot when I was in college. And
what were you doing in the parking lot?
I was a commuter to Temple, so I was at the library and in the apartment. I had to tell her to be quiet. I wanted to listen to the kids.
I didn't know what you were doing in the parking
boy.
Lot.
Enjoying the crimping.
All right.
Have a great trip out there and say hi to Zach.
Okay. All right. I will. Let's go to Chris. Chris, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard, I didn't get cut off?
Yeah, no, I thought you got cut off, but I guess you got back in.
Oh, great. I appreciate you sliding me back in. I just wanted to, last night during the game, I thought you were picking up a little bit too much. Alex Rodriguez spent that whole last inning talking about the 88 mile per hour. That's the hardest hit that came to the rock.
I don't watch Alex Aroyd.
You don't watch?
I call him
no, not at all?
Not, because Alex Rodriguez is a fraud. Aroyd had all those great numbers, and he cheated probably almost its entire career.
Howard, I'm an old school guy, so I like to go back to, and I love baseball.
Yeah, but I'm tired here. I don't want to hear about exit velocity. It's irrelevant.
Yeah, neither do I. I don't want to hear about any statistics. So listen, I just wanted to talk about a couple things. Okay, analytics, they should take analytics out of the game. Pullen Wheeler, okay, just because it's a left or a right, he should. Today, baseball is like raising your kids. Okay, everybody's got to be a key sheeter, you know. Analytics, you got to sit there and look at the computer, okay, to make a decision. Pullen Wheeler, let the man go. He's had a great game. They put Alvarez in. Next thing you know, we're down 2-0. Okay, so that's my one topic. Next topic, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I mean, his pitches were in the 90s. I'm tired of pitch count in today's world.
Yeah, pitch count.
But look at the Cardinals manager. What did he throw? 75 pitches. He was just going through the lineup like it was nothing.
Howard, it's sports. It's baseball. Managers are going to make bad moves.
No, but he bases on an analytics. It's just, you know, the
guy.
I mean, watch the game.
Harper?
Watch the game. Well, Harper's, he's obviously not in a good place right now.
Harper's not the man that he is. And I don't know. Listen, the guy that was just on, he commuted to Temple. I commuted to Textile. All right? Old school. Harper. You're playing the game of baseball. You're sitting your ass on the bench, okay, for 9 innings as a designated hitter where we're paying him all that money. He should be in the game. You can't tell me that sitting on the bench and being in the game, you're a player.
You know what? Harper is a very good player. Not right now offensively, but I will say this. The Phillies wanted Machado when those two guys were available. Machado didn't want to come here. And they could have got him for less money. And Machado's had a hell of a year, had a home run last night. Now, granted, they had a lead.
Yeah.
But Machado, it would have satisfied defense and offense. But Harper's still a good player, and they felt pressure. And that's why they signed him. They felt pressure from the public that they had to get one of those guys.
One other point, because I love baseball. Castellanos, I don't know why he's in there. Verling and Marsh, and I know the left, right,
here's the thing. Let me just answer that question because I don't have a lot of time here.
Yeah.
Castellanos signed a 5-year deal. I've heard from multiple people he's not really a great guy. I think he's mailing it in, and he won't tune it up until he gets close to the end of that contract.
Well, give the glove to Marsh and Verling. They've proved themselves.
Yeah,
all right?
But you got Castellanos. You paid, $100 million.
You
got to play him.
I'll go back to the top. Analytics, you sit there, you can make decisions.
Well, he had a great year last year, and that's how he got the contract. All right, well, what's your best playoff?
Well, I got Howard, I got two of them, and it's in the Phillies vein.
Only one of them.
I know, but I'm rolling the dice, okay? Because I got two great games, and I'm going to go back to...
Just give me one.
Phillies Astros game 5, 1980.
That was a great game. That was a great game. There's no question. I was there for that. Yeah, it was I think the only time Nolan Ryan got beat when he had a lead in the 7th inning. It was amazing. Should I give the numbers? Bill, should I give the numbers?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You haven't your speed dial, but I'll
No.
give it. Zach Kyle. All right. Here it is. I'll give you six digits, and you got to guess the rest. 215-592.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.